This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
Everybody, it's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast, and of course, I'm one half of your dynamic duo, the Nerds. I'm the Nerd, and you are
Nerd It.
How the hell are you doing? It's Monday. What's going on?
Fine, man.
It was a damn good weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, you talked my head off for 4.5 hours last night.
Dude.
4.5 hours, people, sitting next to me on the freaking couch while I'm trying to watch something, and he's talking and talking and talking.
Tell him how many cookies I had.
You had like
yesterday.
Three or four freaking goddamn Binoid cookies, man.
Dude, I was in Nirvana last night, man. I had so many cookies. I ate them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I had, I don't know how many thousands of milligrams of THC swimming through my veins, but it was a good day. And we got a lot done. We were very productive in our conversations. It wasn't like I was just having, like, dumb...
I know, but it was, like, it was a lot. Finally, at 9 o'clock, I'm like, I'm done, man.
You were like, motherfucking die already.
I can't, like, flat out said, I need a break.
Yeah.
Oh,
super fucking, super duper high.
Never seen someone so talkative in my life. I thought this was just supposed to chill you out. You were just like a mile a minute. I don't know.
But we came up with a good game plan, though.
Yeah, we did. Like, it was productive. We were talking about stuff getting done, but...
We got a hell of a game plan going on, man. Because our daughter's birthday is coming up soon.
starting a new job, which is like a much better job than what I had before. Like, the pay's better, and we're just trying to figure out a game plan because we got a lot of shit going on, people. We got the paint coming into the house. We've got a couple other things that we were looking at getting done. The unexpected fridge happened sooner than what we were thinking, so now we're moving things around. So we were having a conversation about it, and as we're talking, I'm like, hold on, I'll be right back. I came back with another cookie, and I'm eating it.
Oh my god!
And then that one hit, and then it just turned into a whole.
And then
night
you,
of
no,
bullshit.
No, that's it. We are skipping a very important part.
I forgot, Chung. Obviously,
you came out. You were chomping on a cookie, and I'm like, "How many is that today?" And I couldn't remember what the hell you said at the time. 2, 3, whatever the hell. Literally 20 minutes goes by, and you're like, "Oh, I think it ran out. I have to go get another one." And yeah, I'm like,
"I forgot,
dude. It hasn't even hit you yet because you just freaking got done eating it." Like you,
yeah, that was a discussion. I'm like, if you're sure, I'll take your word for it. I'll put this back.
Oh my god, it was a night. But you know what?
It was productive.
I ordered curtains. Now I'm happy.
You got a lot out of it. You got your curtains.
I'm like, well, he's in a really good mood. Let's throw some things in the Amazon cart.
We ordered some shit, man.
So whatever. I mean, I did get, you know, talk my head off for hours and hours, but I did get something out of it. So there you go.
I mean, you're going to get your little beach themed room. Mm-hmm. So the whole beachy theme area, you're going to have the beach landscape for the wall. You're going to have all that stuff going on. We ordered our snake killer tools. The stuff I'm most excited for, a fucking super sharp machete. Badass.
Yeah.
We got the snake holder. It's a 60-foot motherfucker, so we can grab them from anywhere in the yard, hold them, while the other person either holds them or chops the person up, or chops the snake up. So, I mean, we're going to figure this out. We're going to be some bad motherfuckers, man. People, you know what? We might be able to charge people in the neighborhood and have, like, a snake-busting business. Kind of an allusion to what we're going to talk about here in a minute. We both watched the Ghostbuster movie, and we're both going to give a review on that. I did promise I was going to have that done.
Yeah.
By the end of this week, and I knew I was going to watch it. I had to do it. Got it done, but, you know, I'll let you get your stuff out of the way first, and then we'll talk about some things here.
I didn't do anything. I watched the Ghostbuster movie, but I mean, I caught up on a lot of shit. I caught up on the Challenge Home Turf. I finished up the last two episodes, and then I caught up on Grey's Anatomy just to fucking catch up. Nothing big there. Like, I just caught up on shit. That's it. Yeah. Nothing important. I didn't start anything new or anything. Then I watched the Ghostbuster movie.
What'd you think of it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. This one was not. This was not my favorite. I don't know, man. I don't know what to say, because I liked the last one more than this one, and I didn't really care for that one as much. Yeah. But that one was better than this one. This one, like, I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. I don't like it. If people want to watch it still, I would skip a few minutes because we're going to talk about it. Because I don't want to spoil anything. But this freaking emo little bitch pissed me off so much in this fucking movie.
Phoebe Egon's granddaughter.
She was great in the last movie. Yeah. Loved her in the last movie. I don't know what the fuck they did to her character, but she was like all emo this time. I couldn't take her. Like, it was just driving me nuts. I don't know. For the majority of the movie, it was about her and how she couldn't Ghostbust because she's a fucking kid. And I'm just like, I'm over it. Like, why are we doing that? They fucking saved the goddamn world last time.
Yeah.
With her.
Mm-hmm. I don't
With her
it.
Being a badass.
She was the reason they beat
yes.
it. She was the reason they did it.
So why are we making such a fucking big deal? Because she's a kid.
She figured everything out. She was the smartest one of the group. She's the only one that knew what the fuck was going on.
Right,
because
the brother's a freaking
balls.
Moron. I don't, like, it was just... Yeah. Like, why did you... They ruined her. I don't know. It was... I didn't like it.
I know.
I just didn't like it. It was... It wasn't a horrible movie. Like, it's watch. I don't know. It just wasn't one of the good ones. It's, I don't know. It was the worst one out of all of them, I think.
What was your score?
I'd probably give it a 3 out of 5.
Damn, 3 out of 5.
Like, it wasn't terrible. I'm not going all the way down to a 2 because I did, like, there were parts that I actually enjoyed.
Yeah.
But what they did to her character, I think, was stupid. And they harped on it way too much. The majority of the movie was harping on the fact that she is a child and making her feel like crap. And so she's all emo about it.
Yeah.
And then, like, the monster, the big scary thing, is, like, freaking 20 minutes. The last 20 minutes. It's like, well, we went through all this shit to get, like, a 20-minute thing. I don't know. That was just my take on it.
You bring up a lot of valid points. You want me to get my review on it?
I did like the original Ghostbusters being in it. Yeah. I loved all of them. Everything they did was great. Yeah. I didn't mind Paul Rudd in it.
Yeah.
I didn't mind like Patton Oswalt. Like all the other characters were fine.
The Indian guy was good.
Fucking love him. Mm-hmm. In everything he freaking is in. I love that dude. He's hilarious. Great. It's just like, I don't know. I think it was ruined because of this stupid bitch. And it's not sucks. Even her fault. It was the way she was written. So I'm not going to...
She's
not
a great
fault.
Actress. Yeah. That kid is a really... She's been in like 75 films and she's only like 15 years old.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And she's good.
She's so good. She's a very good actress, that kid. Well, I guess I'll just give my initial reviews. And the first word I would have to say to describe this movie was disappointing. Extremely disappointing. And I watched it twice.
And here, I will say this too. You were really good with not... even giving me your opinion before I even turned it on. You're like, I watched it. Let me know when you watch it and we'll discuss it. And like, that was it. You didn't tell me you liked it. You didn't tell me you hated it.
Didn't hint one way or the other.
Yeah, so it didn't like make me think one way or another. So
I watched it once, didn't say anything. And then afterwards, I was like, I have to watch this again to give a fair review because I wasn't sure if I missed something or if something was wrong or if I was just being unfair. But no, it was disappointing. And this was the worst pacing I think I might have ever seen in a movie. And Ghostbuster movies were always kind of weird with the pacing of them, too. Because, like, they just kind of started, you got a little bit of life. And they always kind of followed a formula that this one didn't follow. It just kind of went its own route. A lot of people online are saying it was, like, the real Ghostbusters cartoon, which I can see. Because it started off with them in a car, and they were busting a ghost, and they were starting off in action. All right, the Ghostbuster cartoon started that same way. So, like, all right, I see what they're doing here. I do like that they started it that way, but I hate it at the same time because it's like you skip past all the boring shit that we don't need to see all the boring shit. Mm-hmm. We know what the Ghostbusters do. We know how they do their business. We don't. It's like Batman. All right, you have a Batman sequel. We don't need the pearl necklace scene. We don't need his parents getting shot. Stop insulting us.
Yeah.
I like it, but then the pacing was kind of all over the place. It didn't know what it wanted to do, and they introduced the bad guy at a weird time. They forgot about the bad guy, and then all of a sudden everything was under ice. You didn't really get a reaction. Everything just kind of happened, and they were fighting it. Like, wait, what happened? The proton packs were gone, and then they were right back again. And they're right back again. Like, what the fuck? Like, I understand why, and I don't like that either. I don't like why. I have so many ideas and thoughts about this, just things I want to get off my head, but let me start with this. Besides the pacing, it was a jumbled mess, and the things that were supposed to make you feel good felt great. The old guys coming in and saying their thing. It felt great, man. I felt good seeing Janine in her suit, Venkman showing up and doing his Peter Venkman lines, Bill Murray.
And I like the callback to with him with whatever that contraption is on the Indian guy's head.
Yeah, the popcorn strainer.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it was great, man. They did a lot of good things in that, and it made you feel like you're watching the Ghostbusters again, you know? Ray was great, and I like the scene with him and Winston when they were talking. He's like, man, he's like, I miss this stuff. He's like, this is how I want to spend my retired years. He's like, I love this. He's like, I love it too, but you got to stop doing it. Winston pissed me off there. He's like, if that's what Ray wants to do, who the fuck are you going to tell him no?
Yeah.
I hate the fact that Winston's a billionaire. The Ghostbusters struggled. The first two movies, they struggled. They didn't have money. It was just them with an idea and trying to do it themselves, and they could barely pay the bills and shit. That was part of the Ghostbusters charm. Now you got this super fucking billionaire Winston. They never have a problem now. They've got all these other Ghostbuster people working there. You're turning it into Men in Black, which is the first impression I got.
No, that's true. That's a good
It's like Men in Black. You've got this Ghostbuster fortress, the billionaires. I mean, like, what's the next one going to be? Are you going to have 100 Ghostbusters? Are you going to have a bunch of deputies now? What is going to happen? Are they going to be like the Avengers, a super team? You're already changing from the proton packs, and I understand you got to change the movies up a little bit. You got to add different weapons, but now you've got like the wrist shooters. You've got other things happening now. It's just like you're deviating from what made it special, and you're changing it into something else, which is what's hard for me to watch, I guess. I'm a sucker for these moments, so I'm like, let me give it a shot here. It did feel like the cartoon, not a movie. It's basically Men in Black meets Ghostbusters. It leaned a lot into the LGBTQ bullshit, too, I thought, especially with Egon's grandchild and the person that she's talking to in the movie, which I had a huge problem with because the way they portrayed ghosts in this, they added a different slant that was never there before. Like, you can have a conversation with them. I'm like, all right, this is just a little weird. I just didn't like that. And I didn't like the fact that they had to inject the LGB stuff in there. And it's hard for me to explain without giving away stuff. But that's the impression I got from certain characters in this. And I'm like, all right, why is that here? It wasn't there in the last movie. I don't know, man. It's not what I thought it was going to be. They're changing it. And now I can see this going down a certain path that I'm not going to like. It feels like Indiana Jones. Like, maybe you should have just stopped. The last one was really good.
It was really good.
I don't know what they thought.
Better than this. In comparison, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I just don't know what to say. It was a bad movie, and I watched it twice to see if I could maybe get a better opinion of it the second time, and it was the same. I'm like, yeah, I'll never watch this one again. This is going to be my least watched Ghostbuster movie. The last one was my least watched before then.
I might watch it one more time in good quality, like when it comes out to streaming, but like in...
I'm not going to even bother.
I don't know. It was just... It was weird. It was just... I don't know. And she was like... The girl was like the main storyline the whole time. I don't know why they did that with her. That's what made the movie so bad.
It did. She was the best character.
And then you have the whole movie about her and her relationship with this fucking stupid ghost. And then her emo side. Like, it made it terrible.
I did not like it at all. I'm just going to be honest about it. The Ghostbusters movie, I didn't like it. Just did not care for it at all. And it pains me to say it.
Yeah.
Because I look forward to this movie. I mean, it had good moments, and I'm not going to shit on the whole thing and say it was the worst movie ever, but I would be right there with you with 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Give it a C.
Mm-hmm.
Not a C plus, not a C minus.
No, just right in the middle, man.
It could have been a lot better. It certainly could have been a lot worse. They did what they could have done. I mean,
and put more, I just think the main bad guy should have been in there more.
It was all of a sudden,
there he is, and like, okay, and then it's over. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't really wreak havoc on anything. It was just like immediately, okay, let's go get it. I don't know.
It was funny. It had some funny moments. That car scene in the beginning had me sick, though. I don't know if I was too high when I watched it, but I felt like I was going to puke. They were spinning the car around too much in the beginning.
Yeah.
Whipping around the road. I was like, whoa, I can't do this. But yeah, other than that, I'm watching the first season of Fringe. That show is really good. It's just, it's hard to follow Fringe.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be able to tell me because you've seen the show already.
I have never fucking seen the show. Yeah.
You've seen the show. I wish you could just tell me what the hell you thought. It's a really good show. It is hard to follow, and it's one of those ones that had a cult following, as you well know, since you were part of the cult following it.
So stupid.
It gets better in season 2, so I'm just kind of biding my time learning the characters. They're all very likable characters. I especially like the father on the show, Walter, who's like hilarious. Very dry humor. Old man. Hilarious fucking character. That show Cougar Town is really fucking good, man. I love that show with Courtney Cox. Courtney Cox version. The show's about her just knowing she's still hot and embracing it. Finally in her career, embracing it. She's wearing like 2-piece bikinis and shit. Doing all sorts of things, you know. Like, she's a cougar. And that's what she's doing. She's trying to nail a lot of dudes. If you pretend this is Monica after she divorced Chandler, or Chandler died and she's now like a widow or something, pretend this is Monica post-Chandler. No matter whatever happened to Chandler, you can create that in your own head and watch it from that perspective, and you'll love this show. Because she's still Monica-ish.
Yeah.
She's just an older version. She's like, I turned 40. She's like, I'm still better looking than all my friends, but I want to see if I still got it. And she's trying to date again. And it's really good, man. It's a really good show. I love it. But yeah, other than that, I've been watching shit, man. I really regret that Ghostbuster movie. I fucking wish I didn't watch it.
Well...
Yeah.
We just gotta wait till June or July, right?
Beetlejuice better fucking not disappoint, man.
No, that's coming out in September.
What's the next one?
I think it's Beverly Hills Cop, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? Man, that's gonna suck, too. I really have fucking low expectations for that one, because Beverly Hills Cop 3 sucked. Remember that one where they were in the theme park?
Oh, yeah.
That movie was fucking garbage, man.
Yeah, well, so was Back to the Future 3.
They're all
that
old.
That was terrible.
Yeah, that sucked.
Some movies just need to stop.
Yeah. Ghostbusters should fucking stop. You know, Eddie Murphy hasn't been funny in a long time. I love Eddie Murphy, man, but he hasn't been funny in a long time.
Yeah.
it's been a long time since he did anything that made me laugh. And I remember we were talking about something the other day in the channel about him, and he was supposed to do some kind of stand-up comedy special with Netflix. They sign him for like $70 million every couple of years. This rumor comes out, Eddie Murphy's going to do a stand-up special, and it's like you see articles online with interviews him saying it. And then he goes away again. Like, what the fuck with this guy?
Maybe he's negotiating.
I just don't think he could do it anymore. I think he's just flirting to see if he can get in. I don't think he could do it anymore. Because no. If you could, you'd fucking do it. If you were still that funny, then why not do it, you know? Either he's got to be like, hey, man, like maybe I can't be that funny anymore. Because he had the best two stand-up specials of all time, in my opinion. Raw and Delirious. I bet he's like, I can never top that again. But we're going to try to top our last show with this one here, man. We got a lot of good things here to hop on into. And I don't know, man. Before I guess we get into that, we do have to talk about a special birthday today. We do have a special friend who's got a special birthday. Pal Jay Hall, hot off the presses, he let us know today was his birthday. And you know what? It's amazing that he made it to another birthday because he lives in Chicago. And just to make it another day, let alone another year.
And his cat hasn't stolen his soul yet either.
His cat hasn't killed him. He hasn't gotten hit with a stray bullet. He made it another day. So happy birthday to you from Florida Man. And this Florida Man named Baby Cakes wants to let you know. Happy birthday. Remember Baby Cakes?
No.
Remember Baby Cakes? This guy, he was caught naked in a chair outside of an apartment complex. His name is Irving Edward Howard of Fort Myers. He's 71. He goes by the nickname Baby Cakes. Was arrested by the Fort Myers Police Department on Thursday. He was charged with four counts of lewd and lascivious behavior toward a child 16 or younger. One count of indecent exposure and one count of disorderly intoxication. According to police, Baby Cakes was sitting nude in the chair while children were in the area. This is not the first time Howard has been arrested. According to a 2019 investigation, taxpayers had spent $300,000 for Howard to spend more than 6,000 nights in jail. In April 2019, Howard was arrested for showing up naked at an area hospital. He just likes to be naked and hang out, man. According to Lee County booking records, Howard has been arrested 12 times since August 2019, including two times for indecent exposure and three times for trespassing. His record of arrests in Lee County stretched back to 1988. Holy fuck,
I mean, at what
man.
Point are you just going to give up? He's not going to stop.
That's Baby Cakes for you.
You've arrested him 12 times since 2019. I don't think he gives a fuck. I don't think he's learned his lesson. At that point, like, what are you supposed to do with him?
I mean, 12 times...
Just keep arresting him with more paperwork? Like...
After a certain point, you have to understand that these people are not going to stop the bad news. So you got to wonder, what do we do with them? They're going we let them
he's
out, they're
going to
come back. So you have to stop letting them out at some point, right? You just have to say, this is your permanent solution. How many chances do we give somebody? You keep breaking the law.
I wonder if he would walk around the jail naked.
I think so. He just likes to be naked. And that's okay. Some people just don't like to wear clothes, and that's fine. But you got to understand that not everyone wants to see you like that. So there has to be a medium. Mm-hmm. You have certain places where you can be naked all the time. The comfort of your own home. Get yourself a work-at-home job. Be naked all day long. But when you leave the house, you got to abide by rules, man. You know, it's the way it fucking goes. But happy birthday to you from the Voices of Misery. Baby Cakes, Florida Man. And everybody out there. I can't believe he made another birthday.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, man. You know? I mean, fucking, there's a very high mortality rate there in Illinois. So there you go.
You know, my sister texted me yesterday. She got over a foot of snow in New York.
What is going on?
I don't know. She sent me pictures and a video of, like, nothing but fucking snow as far as you could see. She said they got over a foot yesterday. I don't know, man.
And you want to tell people what the weather's going to be like here this week?
I think this week is in the 70s. Next week we're supposed to hit 80.
Oh, shit.
So, yay!
There you go. So get your shovels ready, people. All right, let's hop on into it here. Parents outraged after school installs metal cages so kids can't use a bathroom during class. How would you feel about that? The bathrooms being locked up in metal cages to keep your kids away from using them while they're in class.
Well, what are they doing? They're probably doing stuff.
Even so, Kenny, I mean, not every single one of these kids is going to do it. And I understand the rule of one person can ruin it for everybody, but you would think a public space like a restroom where people have a right to use it, you can't put
I know,
a lock
but
on.
I think they locked the bathrooms last year in Sammy's school. I'm almost positive she told me because kids were in there doing drugs and like smoking and stuff, and they locked the doors.
Well, then maybe what you do is you put a guard by the bathroom doors to dissuade that shit.
Yeah, I'm almost positive she said that, but I could be wrong. Maybe it was a story.
You can put a guard inside of a bathroom. As long as they don't have a camera. I mean, just like you got people that hand out mints in public bathrooms.
Yeah.
You can have someone standing in. It'll keep the kids honest. You're not going to sit there and spark up while you got some dude standing in there. Just give a newspaper and a stool and be like, here, your job is to sit here in this bathroom. Just sit here.
I mean, shit, we had the hill. And we had the woods.
Yeah, the hill where it goes down, man.
You know, you skip class, you go up on the hill, and you get your groove on up there.
Fuck the MGM Grand. You got Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are fighting at the hill up in Shenandoah.
We didn't. The people didn't go into the freaking bathrooms. We just left the school building.
Fucking shit. There are restrooms. UK parents are outraged after a Pootie Popper secondary school installed cages around the bathroom so that students couldn't heed nature's call during class. To put metal doors on them is just going too far, and since grandparent Ian Ward told Coventry Live of the disgusting facility imprisonment, which was implemented at Foxford Community School in Longford, Coventry. The Coventry resident, who has 6 grandchildren at the school, said they implemented the draconian-seeming measure on March 6 because they were having issues with students in the toilets. He didn't elaborate, although it presumably had to do with students treating classrooms as revolving doors, and it was reportedly part of an ongoing campaign to crack down on the issue. So basically, kids were using the bathroom to just leave.
Right.
Oh, I have to use the bathroom. See you later. And they're just walking slow.
I would do that in school. What kid doesn't do that?
If people do it, who doesn't do it at work?
Like, yeah. Seriously, I mean,
you always have to take a shit at 3:30 when you leave at 3:45.
You know,
always have to shit. Come on, motherfucker.
Some people are on a clock. They have a cycle.
The toilet flushes the exact second you have to punch out, and you're coming out the bathroom.
Yeah,
you're coming out the bathroom at 3:45. Go, what luck?
Mm-hmm.
I used to call people out all the time, dude. I used to fucking just, oh, there he goes. He must be leaving soon. Everybody stand up and applaud. We all applaud for someone coming out the fucking. It used to be a great time, man. We used to fucking.
God.
Because you know what the fuck they're doing, right? The person who wrote this article is doing the same shit
that
these people are fucking guilty of. But is that a fucking excuse to put a lock on the damn bathroom? No, you just keep a better eye on it, right?
But then if they have to go use the restroom, they can go to the nurse's office and use the bathroom in there.
Yeah, well, you gotta fucking figure something out.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go. Because it'll solve that. 20 kids aren't going to be in the fucking bathroom hanging out.
Or like hall monitors.
You go to the nurse's office and use that one.
Or like you get certain hall monitors. Like let's say if the school has 4 wings. You put one person in each wing, they count the students that are coming through. Once you get a certain amount of students that are out the classroom, you put a hold on it. Okay, well, I got 6 here. You got 3 there. You got 2 there. You got 1 here. Okay, we're at capacity. And then like the teachers, you know, like let's say if I'm the teacher and someone raises their hand. Hey, can I go to the bathroom? I'll check the board. Nope, they're at capacity. You can't leave. Sorry, you got too many of you motherfuckers are plotting shit.
So weird.
We have eyes on the hill, motherfucker. Nerd that, we got eyes on the hill. We know you're supposed to fight. You guys got like a pay-per-view card for the fucking hill.
God.
I don't know, man. What do you think about this? This is their idea, keeping kids in classrooms, is just putting locks on the fucking bathroom. You have to get a key, make a big production out of it. I mean, I think this is too far.
I mean, I get it, though. That's what kids do. They hang out in the hallway.
That's what they do. The bathroom. You gotta stop it. Obviously, it's not right. You gotta keep them in the classroom.
But what if a kid has to really go?
That's why you can't put a fucking bar on it. That's why you shouldn't do it in the first place. You figure out a better option. You can't just... I mean, that's why you get fucking these overly draconian, and that's why they call them draconian restrictions, because it's like COVID, when immediately, oh, we got someone coughing, lock everyone down. You do like the most fucking crazy, insane measure that you know, unnecessary bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what they did here. There's a better option for it. Just keep a better eye on it. If you're worried about people in the bathroom, then you put a fucking guard in the bathroom. They won't be doing that shit. I guarantee it. If you put someone in there, Obviously, you're not going to be fucking being a creep, but there's going to be someone that hands out the mints, you know, when you go to a strip club or whatever the fuck. They hand out mints in the bathroom. That's what they're going to be doing here. Florida woman arrested for allegedly kidnapping a neighbor's 2-year-old and then refused to return the child to the parent.
Oh my God, dude. I would flip the fuck out.
Why isn't this, like, ending in murder?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's terrible. That's all. And then, how are you refusing to give it back?
And what happens if they say, can I have my child back? No. I mean, at that point, this is 0 to 60. I mean, it just escalates. The Florida woman's accused of kidnapping her neighbor's child and locking herself and the child inside her apartment, according to officials. Kim Keeling, 52, is charged with kidnapping and interference with the custody of a child. The incident began on Friday at about 11:20 a.m. when Keeling grabbed her neighbor's 2-year-old child, locked herself and the child inside her apartment, and refused to return the child. The neighbor, who was the child's mother, broke a window in an attempt to reach her daughter.
I would, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be breaking the door down, the windows. Mm. I'd be breaking all sorts of freaking shit. I'm going to get my kid.
Absolutely. When a deputy arrived at the scene, Keeling ignored his demands to return the child. The deputy, concerned for the child's safety, climbed through the broken window and located the woman in her living room, holding the child and a rolling pin. Keeling was then arrested for the kidnapping. She's being held in Okaloosie County Jail without bond. The child was luckily unharmed. Keeling told deputies she took the toddler away from the mother because she was attempting to protect the child from falling down the outdoor stairs. So she probably saw something that she didn't like, thinking she knew better, and took the child away because she's a little batshit crazy.
Yeah, but you don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Absolutely, man. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't like that at all. That would piss me off.
Complete bullshit, man. It is what it is. What do you got?
This is super quick, and I grabbed this because we have some crazy listeners out there that actually like shit like this.
Uh-oh.
I don't understand.
Why are you encouraging a thing?
These days, companies are doing whatever they can to expand their brand, but nobody saw this one coming. If you want to smell like Easter, Peeps body spray is now a real thing for all you fucking Peeps lover weirdos out there. Can you imagine walking around smelling like Peeps?
No quick way to turn off a potential suitor.
Easter is still a week away, but you don't have to wait that long to smell like Easter. Bottles of it have been spotted on shelves at the discount chain Five Below for $5 a piece. People are already reselling them for more than that on eBay and Poshmark. They've got it in 2 different colors, pink and yellow. The yellow is marshmallow scented, and the pink is strawberry cream. It might be meant for kids, but don't let that stop you. There is also a video of Peep scented body wash. So if you really want to drown yourself in it, buy that too. You weirdos.
Hey.
Like, come on.
Some people are into feet. Some people are into armpit hair. Some people are into this shit.
Oh.
Who am I to knock it?
God.
Some people like black licorice as their favorite candy. I mean, what
I
the
know.
Fuck?
What kind of weirdo eats that?
Same people that, I mean, probably chew tobacco, I guess. You don't have any flavor anymore. You just don't have taste buds. You just burn all that shit off.
Peeps, black licorice, and candy corn. I can't. I can't do any of it.
Can you imagine if, like, the world was ending and black licorice was your absolute favorite food? You would be in heaven because you would go to any grocery store and that's the one thing that no matter how bad things got, no one would touch that shit. There'd be no gasoline, there'd be no bread, no milk, eggs, water, nothing. But you would have all stocked black licorice. No one's going to fight you for that shit. You can just fucking have it. But there you go. What do you think? Pretty interesting stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Nasty shit. What would you say if you walked past somebody and you just smelled fucking Peeps? Would you think that's a person of elegance and class?
It's just so weird. It's so odd.
Oh, man.
Like, why? I guess because it's a sweet smell, right?
I don't even know what it smells like. I don't think so. It smells like a marshmallow.
I remember. It's just really sweet. Like an overwhelming sweet smell.
I guess. Maybe.
Like, I don't think they're going to make like a hot Cheeto perfume.
Maybe. Yeah. Hope not. hope not. Shit.
Sammy would want it.
Yeah, so she
would bathe in that hot Cheeto. if she could.
Yeah, gross kids. So every once in a while, I will get something very interesting that will like cross my path or get brought to my attention. My BFF actually brought this one to my attention, and now this is all I can think about because this is some weird shit here. And it's a man who lives with a very weird condition I'm about to tell you about here. So for 59-year-old Victor Shara, the terrifying symptoms began on a winter day in Nashville. Since I just woke up and was sitting on the couch watching TV when my roommate came into the room, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, what am I seeing? Then his girlfriend walked in, and her face was the same. Each of the once familiar faces had a grotesque grimace, elongated eyes, and deeply etched scars. When turned to the side, pointy ears suddenly appeared, he said, much like those of Spock, the Vulcan first officer in the USS Enterprise in Star Trek. So I tried to explain to my roommate what I was seeing, and he thought I was nuts. Then I went outside, and all the faces of the people I saw were distorted and still are. It's like staring at demons. Imagine waking up one morning and suddenly everybody in the world looks like a creature from a horror movie. So he has a rare condition, and this is, I can't pronounce this. This is the longest word ever. I'm going to try.
So it's a real condition?
It's a rare condition. This day and age, read any good news in a newspaper page.
Oh my God.
All right, so yeah, it's a rare condition called prosopamotomorphosia, or PMO. We'll just stick to PMO, in which parts of the faces of other people appear distorted in shape, texture, position, or color. Objects in other parts of a person's body, however, remain typically undisturbed. So the body looks fine, but the face is distorted. Like you're looking at a glitch, like the person's face is all like glitchy and weird.
But what if they're seeing people the way they really are?
There we're not you go.
Seeing them.
Ding, okay. Ding.
Maybe
ding.
We're the ones sick.
Maybe they're
and
gifted.
He woke up one day and is like, you know, now he can see everything.
What if the dinner bells have rung for Armageddon? Let me tell you something else that's really fucking freaky. This fucking
it would be funny if he walked around and only the vaccinated looked like that to
dude.
Him.
I want this guy to look at us because we don't have the vaccine. We never once got it.
He's only seeing certain people that
be like, wait, you guys look normal, but everyone else looks like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh God.
Maybe something's going on here. And what I was gonna say was we got that eclipse happening, right?
Yeah.
Now the eclipse is only supposed to happen when certain things align. It's the only time an eclipse is supposed to happen. The things that are supposed to align for an eclipse to happen are nowhere near aligning when this eclipse is happening in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck is it happening?
I don't know, science.
Why is this guy seeing demons all of a sudden, man? I mean, maybe we're at the end game here. Like, maybe this is the beginning. Shit like this starts happening, you know? You start seeing, and this is actually in the prophecy. You start seeing shit, you know? Things like this start happening. Weird fucking shit you start seeing in the ocean popping up. Weird things falling from the sky. We're starting to see shit happening. Maybe this is the precursor here.
That is funny, though.
I like the fact that you said it without me even getting to it. You're like, maybe this guy's seeing people because that's exactly what I was getting at here, man.
Maybe he's seeing the way we really look and we just can't, we can't see that.
That's exactly
just
what
like
it
how
is.
Dogs see and hear things that we can't, you know?
Why would one person see a person distorted?
Yeah, I don't know. It's odd. Very weird.
And there's a theory, too, about why, like, some people see someone differently than another person does. Like I look at Rachel Ray, and I'm like, oh, I love this woman.
Yeah.
Other people are like, oh, what the fuck, you know? She's a funky little bitch. But I see this person differently. Like, you see someone differently. Like, you see me differently than someone else does. I see you differently than someone else does.
Yeah.
And vice versa. There's something to it when you think about it, you know? Like we're seeing people's image. He's seeing shit completely different. So he's seeing with a different set of eyes for some reason. What is he seeing and why is he seeing it that way?
That's strange.
What
does
it mean?
There's no cure for it? He's just going to like go around seeing like
no
weirdos forever?
Others with this condition have seen faces morph into dragons or fish heads, ears
what?
Popping out of the top of other people's heads. Some patients reported seeing shortened arms attached to people's faces. People's eyes leaving the skull and rotating in front of it, or third eyes in the middle of people's foreheads.
That is bizarre.
And they're not even on drugs. Maybe whatever you know, when I take drugs that interacts with whatever's already in my body, maybe their chemicals are just off and that's what's causing them to see this shit. Maybe that could be
the very first person that ever had this walking into a doctor and saying, this is what I'm seeing, people with fish heads.
Fuck, man.
I wouldn't believe them. Like, that sounds crazy.
To him, it's normal. It's like, you guys are fucking weird. You guys don't see this shit?
How do you even have a conversation?
Yeah. I mean, you have to, like, not believe your eyes and believe what people are telling you. Is not, you know? No, man.
Oh, Lord.
If I'm going down the street and I see some dude, like, with four heads popping out, and I'm told, no, he's normal, and I see him not normal, I'm not going to believe them. I'm going to believe what I see. That's, you know, we think they're crazy. They think we're crazy. And there's no answer to who's right or wrong, because he is really living his truth, which I hate that fucking phrase, but he's actually living it because he sees it a different way. He's living his reality, man. We can't tell him that's wrong.
I would not want to leave the house. I wouldn't. That would freak me the fuck out.
And who would ever believe him?
Yeah.
Who would believe him if he's actually seeing shit that way?
That's weird.
You can't tell him he's lying. You can't make it up. I don't know. It's fucking crazy shit. But maybe that's the beginning, man. Maybe that's the beginning of the end. Maybe he's really seeing shit. I'm so glad you said that. Here's some new... I wonder what he would see if you look at these fucking people. These two suspected squatters were taken into custody after a woman's body was found in a duffel bag in a New York City apartment.
Yeah, the owner, right? Was it the owner?
Yep.
Or was that a different story? There's been a lot of squatter stories the last couple weeks, like a lot.
I don't know. Let's find out, because there have been a lot. We talked about one.
Yeah, just a lot. I keep seeing them. They're popping up everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So two suspected squatters have been taken into custody in connection with the death of a woman whose body was found inside a duffel bag at a New York City apartment. The suspects were taken into custody Friday morning just after 10 a.m. in York, Pennsylvania, a New York City Police Department spokesperson told CNN. He said the two people were picked up by Middle Pennsylvania Regional Fugitive Task Force for that incident. The body of Nadia Vitale, 52, was discovered stuffed inside a duffel bag in her late mother's apartment on March 14th. Police were dispatched to an apartment in Manhattan's Kips Bay neighborhood to respond to a wellness check before Vitale's body was found there. Police believe the suspects were illegally occupying the apartment. The woman's body was first found by the victim's son, who had grown anxious after not being able to reach his mother by phone. He entered the apartment with the building superintendent. He then noticed a foot sticking out of a duffel bag inside of a closet, according to New York City Police Department Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny. Vitale, who traveled from Spain, went to her late mother's apartment and prepared for a family friend to move in. So she arrived at the apartment, and we have video of her arriving, coming in and out. And the same day, we have two perpetrators also coming in and out of the apartment. The apartment was vacant for 3 to 4 months prior to the incident, when police believe squatters began occupying the 19th floor property. Police say they believe Vitale walked in on the suspected squatters, who allegedly beat her to death, killed her, and hit the body. Squatting has been a big problem recently, and people are now up in arms trying to figure out what rights they have, if any.
It's crazy to me that they always know what is vacant.
Well, there's listings.
Like, she was giving it to a family friend or whatever. She was preparing it for someone, so I don't think it was listed. So how did they know that it was vacant for 3 to 4 months to just be able to walk in there and start living there? It's so fucking odd.
Yeah. Absolute bullshit, man.
So sick of these stories. It's like they're popping up all over the goddamn place.
I mean, if you put your house up, we could have squatters in our neighborhood because there's houses for sale all the time.
All the time.
Imagine if someone just walked into the house and got water turned on. It's officially their place.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a nightmare. We got squatters up in our neighborhood. And they're not the kind of people you want to live there. They're not your friends. You know they're dirtbags and you got to deal with them. They're driving in and out. You see them leaving all hours of the night. People coming in. You don't trust them.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude. They're just a nuisance. That needs to be... I mean, that needs to stop. If anything needs to happen, that needs to happen fast, very quickly. They need to get on that. But yeah, I know you're going to be happy, though.
They need to figure it out.
Yeah.
How to stop it.
I know you're going to be happy, though, because the last two things that I have here for the show, when we get to it here, were both sent in for you. What else you got?
Whatever. Okay, I have one more. A South Florida woman is facing charges after a gun was found inside a child's lunchbox by a daycare teacher. Shanae Davis, who's 39, was arrested on charges of child neglect and allowing a minor to obtain a firearm to take to school, according to an arrest affidavit. On March 14th, a daycare teacher called Riviera Beach Police after finding a gun in a child's lunchbox. The teacher told police she was opening up the child's lunchbox and screamed gun when she saw the firearm inside. Because that's what you do. You yell gun in the middle of a fucking daycare where there's a bunch of little freaking kids and freak them the fuck out. Why would you do that?
Assess the situation, man. Like, if a grown man is pulling one out of his waist, you yell gun. But if a kid falls out of a lunchbox...
Oh.
Yeah, if it falls out of a tiny kid's lunchbox, you don't scream gun. You just you run over and you grab it.
Yeah. Another teacher responded to help and picked up the gun with gloves to determine if it was real, which it was. And they called the police. No one was hurt. When Davis arrived, she told law enforcement that she normally leaves the gun in her car's glove box, but lately had been taking the weapon out of the car because of multiple break-ins at her apartment complex. She said on that morning, while she was getting the child ready for school, she placed the gun inside the lunchbox because she didn't carry a purse and didn't want the gun to be visible. Dumbest idea ever. Mm-hmm. Like, this was the stupidest thing you could have done.
100%.
So weird. Davis told police she forgot to take the gun out before dropping her child off. Though the owner of the school did not want to press charges, Davis was taken into custody and booked into the Palm Beach County Jail. That's a moron right there. Like, of all places, you put it in your kid's lunchbox, not a paper bag or, like...
Yeah, like, they do drugs, too, the same way. They put drugs in there. Fucking
so
moron.
So strange. She's lucky the teacher found it, because if the kid opened the thing up and took it out and was, you know... What a moron.
There's an infamous video floating around. It was on World Star. I actually have it in my favorites. Because it was one of those shocking videos where it shows these two young children and they're playing in a closet. And they're both young. They're like 10, 11 years old. And the girl's got a gun in her hand behind the little boy and they're dancing and shit. She points it to the back of his head and all of a sudden you hear a pop and he falls right to the ground. She drops the gun and is stunned and she's like freaking out. And then she falls to the ground, and all of a sudden you hear another pop. She grabbed it and shot herself.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then the family members are coming in, and they're kicking the door open, and then you see their reactions. It's a longer video. It's crazy. It was floating around for the longest time. That's why the fucking internet is so crazy, because I'm describing a video that you can just click on.
Yeah.
A family's worst moment.
Yeah.
I can just click on the internet and watch it right now.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's just fucked up, but I mean, it just goes to show that guns are not the bad thing. It's the responsibility.
The parents that are being fucking stupid.
This story would be just as tragic if we said, hey, you know, kid sneaks outside, parents leave car keys in car, takes off and hits a couple of people, you know? I mean, it would just be as tragic. You just got to be careful with your things. Just like a car, gun is a huge responsibility. Take care of the fucking thing, you know? Be responsible. Fucking idiots, man. All right, so these were two things for you, and they're both things that people wanted to let you know. And let's start with the main person who wants to let you know something here, our pal Sherry, who wanted me to let you know that not only is Walmart the only company that gets way ahead of these fucking decorations, Home Depot's doing it right now, and they're bringing back Skelly, who's a fucking 12-foot-tall decoration. Did you see this
thing?
Yeah,
he's bigger this year, right?
12 fucking foot, man.
Yeah. How do you get it to stay up is my thing.
More than 6 months are left till Halloween. They're talking about this shit already.
How is he going to stand up, like, with wind and stuff? Like, how do you get him to stay up there?
Really strong fans, apparently. You got to have... They got to be multiple fans blowing in the bottom, just keeping it up, you know?
I don't know. That is nuts.
Yeah. But Home Depot's announcing that's going to bring back a customer favorite with some new additions. It's time to have some Skelly fun, the company posted on its Instagram page. We're excited to share that Skelly will be back this Halloween season along with a new companion and friends. It looks really cool. It's a 12-foot skeleton that went viral as soon as it hit the screen. It's $300 and it first went viral in 2020 and it sold out immediately. The skeleton has animated LCD eyes. It requires two adults to put it together in about an hour, which means us it would take us about five.
Yeah, it would. And he would be crooked.
He'd be crooked.
He'd be missing some ribs. It would arms be on backwards. It would be terrible.
It is also suitable for decor, either outside or indoors, as long as people's indoor ceilings are high enough, so only the bougie people can have it. So there you go. People are excited, man. They're already getting the pre-orders ready.
I wouldn't mind a skeleton. I don't know, that tall. Just to dress them up and pose them like the people down the street do. They have a whole family of skeletons out there that they pose. They're every day they go out and literally dress them up and change them.
Mm.
Every day those skeletons are doing something different in different outfits.
Day, man.
And I really, really enjoy it. I would love to have a skeleton. Mm-hmm. 12 foot. I don't know, man. That's huge.
There's another one for you. So this one is a firefighter adopts cat who tried to help during a hazmat incident.
Mm.
In Denver on March 7th, a hazmat incident resulted in diesel oil spilled on the roadway and 3 people were injured. Firefighters arrived on the scene, but in addition to these brave heroes, another creature showed up. An orange cat who decided he was there to help. There's always a fucking cat. Why is there always a cat? There's always one around,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. So KDVR reports, a safety officer tried explaining that humans had the situation under control, but the cat was determined to help anyway. SMFR said the cat initially hopped in the back of an ambulance. But paramedics had more medical training and the patient didn't need feline support. The best part of the story, one of the firefighters adopted the helpful orange cat and named it Hazzy.
Aww.
That's what it says. That's here. Cute. Oh, in the article. It says, oh, it literally says, oh. That's so wonderful that he decided to give this curious cat a new home. Maybe there's room for him on the fire truck. So there you go, man.
That's super cute.
This fucking cat wanted to help so bad. They were like, no, we don't fucking need you. Stop being an annoying prick. And there you go, man. This cat got adopted. So there you fucking go, man. What do you think about that one?
I like that story.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
That was a cute
one. Who sent that one in?
That was for Missy.
That was good.
That was a good one. That was a good one. So, I don't even know how to segue into the asshole segment of this show because that was very sweet.
Yeah, that was a good story to end on.
That was very sweet. I guess I'm the asshole for trying to think of a horrible fucking scenario for those sweet stories. So I guess that makes me the asshole. And for some reason, this is your favorite part of the entire show. I just don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know either. I forgot.
I have no fucking clue, don't you? You'll never tell me.
Nope.
Do have an announcement to make, though. These live shows are going to get a little bit later on Friday. We're going to have to move the time back a little bit.
Oh, fuck.
We're going to have to move the time back a little bit.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, schedule's changing up a little bit here, so we're going to have to move the live... Now, the live shows are starting at 6 o'clock Eastern time. We're just going to move it back to, like, 8.
Oh, it's going to suck, yeah.
It'll have to be 8 Eastern time. We love doing the live shows, so we're just going to have to move it back.
I do.
Yeah, we're having to move
that's,
it back.
That's my drinking time. We are now officially cutting in to my drinking time.
No, you are going to be fucking... She's going to be something else on these live shows, people. If you haven't come into a live show before, you're going to want to come into the one this Friday because it's going to be something special with this one. So wow. There you go. They're just going to move back a little bit. But the thing is like, you know, some of these live shows, what I noticed with some of our, like, people that come in all the time every single week,
mm-hmm.
were coming in, like, the final 5-10 minutes or so because we were doing them earlier. So maybe if we move it back a little bit, it'll give them some more time to hang out and, you know, give them some more time for us to show them the appreciation they deserve. So that's what we're going to be doing this Friday. It'll be 8 o'clock Eastern time. We'll same place, you know, to subscribe and the time will adjust accordingly. You'll get the notifications and all that good bullshit. And I do have a bonus for you.
Yeah.
Because I told you there was going to be one left over. There were 2 left over. So we're going to knock these out real quick, all right? So we can get them out the way and have a fresh batch for the next episode. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for making my mom pay rent? I'm 46 and I'm the youngest of 5 children. I was a senior in high school by the time all of my siblings moved out. I turned 18 right before my second semester of the school year, and right after my birthday, my parents told me they expected me to pay for my own rent and utilities. I was confused because they hadn't done this to my siblings, and asked them to reconsider as I was saving for college and moving out. They already told me they would not be helping with my tuition, despite helping their other 4 children. However, my parents would not budge and told me if I refused, I was going to have to find somewhere else to live.
So what a bunch of jackasses. I would not do that to my kid.
We were just talking about this, too.
Yeah, no.
About our kid.
Get the fuck out of here. What did they sound like assholes, these parents.
I just don't know how all of a sudden you just flip a switch like that. I don't know how that happens. Maybe because it hasn't happened to us yet. We haven't gotten to that point.
Yeah, but the day she turns 18, I'm not going to be like, okay, now pay us.
Yeah, I just don't
That's
know.
That's fucking weird.
How does that happen? How does that
Especially
become a thing?
Especially if they're 18, they're trying to do their own thing, go to school or find their own apartment or whatever. Like, no.
The only way that happens to me is if I notice that our kindness is being taken advantage of.
Right. If she's like 25 and still living here. Yeah. Like, okay, now we need to start having a conversation. But 18, like, she's still in school.
If you take a year off, because I get it. I mean, you're 5 years old. And then the next instant, you're 17 or 18 and you just graduated. You just went through 12 years of a constant grind. I get wanting to take a year off. I understand that mindset of a kid being like, hey, I just went through all this. That's like having 15 years at a job and being done with it.
Yeah.
You might want to take a week off before you start applying for other jobs. So I understand that. But after a while, you know, you might have to be like, all right, get something done. I don't know. How long was it for you before they started looking at you for rent money and whatnot?
My parents never charged me. My dad never charged me.
Your mom either?
Well, I was out of her house at 15. But no, like, and I had jobs. I was working. He never asked for a freaking penny.
Okay. Well, this person said they continued to live with them, and they were paying off their expenses. So, yeah, they kept on, shit. With the money I gave them, they treated themselves out to dinner almost every night. They also occasionally took little vacations without me and left me at home alone for days on end. I bought my own groceries and cooked myself dinner until I graduated, and over the summer until I moved into my dorm that fall. My dad passed away a couple years ago, and now my mom feels that her house is too big and lonely to be comfortable. She asked my sibling if she can move in with them and their kids, and every single one of them refused as they had no space. My house is a guest room, so after the previous room-related rejection, she called and asked me for my extra room. So I told her she would have to pay rent utilities. Over the phone, she blew up and yelled at me, calling me ungrateful and petty. She apparently also told my older siblings about the argument, and now they're contacting me, saying I should leave the past behind us and be kind to our mother, because they don't want the responsibility, they want the pawner off on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
The eldest, my sister, also called me petty and immature, because it's probably supposed to fall back on her. In my opinion, they don't understand how I was treated in high school, how it felt to have everyone in my family leave me behind, and just how shitty it was growing up. Though I feel I could have been kinder to my mom, I still feel hurt about how they abandoned me financially in high school, and emotionally through most of my adult life. Am I an asshole?
I don't think so. Not at all.
No?
No. Nope.
Yeah, not in this situation.
And they made her pay rent and shit.
Yeah.
When she was still in fucking school.
I know.
Like, that's ridiculous. The kid's trying to graduate.
I know, man. I get it.
Yeah, no. Not the asshole at all. So she expects to just move into this girl's apartment and just rent free, like, for who knows how fucking long?
I get the entitlement if she actually helped her out, but they treat her like shit. If that's true, I mean, you only get one perspective.
Yeah, no.
But it does sound valid, because there are some parents that do that, you know? Like, some parents, they just flip that switch immediately. You got to take care of yourself. You got to start paying your own way. And it's like, they're still kids. They're still trying to figure it out. You can't just make them pay rent immediately. Like, I would never do that to our kid.
No.
The only way I would even start hinting at something like that is if, like, you know, she has that year off of school. And that year turns into, hey, you're still laying around. You're still not doing it. You got to start getting up.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to be here forever. You got to start taking care of yourself. That's when that kind of conversation starts. But it would never turn into a you got to pay rent or you got to leave kind of thing. I don't know where that lack of parental whatever goes away with these people. It just kind of just flips.
I don't know. Like, I moved out of my dad's house at 19. He never asked me for anything.
Mm.
I never chipped in with any of it. I had my own phone line in my room. I paid that. That's what I paid.
Yeah.
That's it. I didn't pay cable. I didn't pay, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do the same with these kids, unless they're, like I said, in their 20s, and, like, and Sammy's just like, no. you know?
I don't know, man.
I can't see at, okay, immediately start paying me. Like, absolutely not.
Never millionaires.
No. Put your money aside, you know? Like, I've even had that discussion with her. I said, the day you start working, once you start getting paychecks, we're taking some of it and putting it in a savings account for you, like, to give you a cushion. And she agreed.
Yeah.
Like, she's very good with thinking and talking about that type of stuff. I can't, like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, we're not going to take your money and, like,
no, it would be put aside so when she's ready to, like, she has, like, a little cushion there.
Yeah, you'll have access to see how much you got in there, so you can actually know what you got going on. You know, we're not going to keep it a secret from you, because you don't want to take from them and make it feel like you're doing it to hurt them. You want to show them, like, hey, this is what you can do. This is what's possible if you're responsible.
And see how much is adding up, and by the time you graduate, you're going to have, like, this much.
Yeah.
Boom.
Learn some more fucking mistakes growing up, but whatever. I don't think this person's an asshole.
Not at all. Nope. Yeah.
All right, so this is your real favorite one of the show, and I think it might be because it's the last one.
That's right. Finally, you get it.
Well, you just said it a minute ago. My memory's not that bad. My person wants to know, am I the asshole for refusing to let my stepson and his newly pregnant girlfriend move in with us? My wife, who's 40, and I, 42, have been married for 3 years. We don't have any kids together, but she has 2 kids from a previous relationship, and they're 21 and 19. I have decent relationships with her kids, but due to their ages when I met their mom, I never assumed the father type role and they never expected me to fill that role for them. Their biological dad is involved in their lives and we all get along pretty well. My stepdaughter's at college, so we don't see her very often. My stepson Joe lives a few hours away from us with his girlfriend and works full time. A couple weeks ago, Joe called my wife and asked if he and his girlfriend could come visit. My wife was very excited because she hadn't seen Joe in a while. But Joe never visits for fun. It's almost always when he needs something and knows my wife has a harder time saying no if he asks in person. So I wasn't surprised at all when Joe and his girlfriend excitedly told us that they just found out they were expecting and the girlfriend's 9 weeks along. After the initial excitement and tears from my wife, Joe dropped the question I knew he had coming. They want to move in with my wife and I while they get their feet under them because their current one-bedroom apartment isn't enough for a baby.
Well, you got 7 months to figure it out, man. You got 7 months to save up and get the hell out of there and get a two-bedroom.
How would you feel about that?
Well, they could move in here, but they're not living here forever. Like, there would be a ton... Like, I'm not...
Really?
Yeah. Yes!
Wow.
Yes! So, okay, now, keep working. Save your money.
I don't know, man.
And have a down payment for an apartment.
I have a big problem with people coming in and just living.
Like, you have 1 year.
Whoa. That's a year, man.
You have 1 year to save.
That's a long time.
Dude, she's knocked up. What the fuck is... I mean...
Yeah, I didn't knock her up. I mean, that you see, that's the thing.
But your kid.
But that's the thing. That's a... You know, you gotta figure that out, man. Like, you know, when I knocked you up, no one... I didn't ask anyone to help us out. We figured it out.
Yeah.
It's not my responsibility to take care of this shit. It's yours, man. Like, no, no, no. You put your hands up and back the fuck up. Like, I don't want nothing. You're not living with me. I don't want this problem. I don't want a baby in here. Because you inherit all their problems.
I want babies.
I know, but you inherit all their problems. They put that baby down in the room. You're going to have to hear it. They're going to ask you to change a diaper once or twice. I don't want to, you know, it's like you didn't ask for this.
Yeah.
You figure that shit out. Bring it by.
But it's going to be hard for them to pay for the rent in the apartment that they're at.
I know.
To save and pay rent, like, to be able to get a bigger place, like, that takes a lot.
Like, your whole lifestyle changes. You don't think about all the things that change. Your whole life gets flipped upside down if someone comes into your house. I mean,
and not to mention they're going to have to buy a crib and baby clothes, and they're going to have to buy all the necessities that they need. They're not going to be able to save up money for another place to live because they're paying for all this other shit.
Yeah.
So let them stay for a few months or whatever so they can save up.
Well, think of it this way. Like, what would you change if a family member of mine, like, let's say my grandfather came to live with us?
Yeah.
You would change. You wouldn't sit and watch TV all day. You'd probably be, you know, wiping shit down, putting a performance on, you know. Because
fuck
people...
That. No,
I'm not saying because you're a phony person. It's just people innately do things to impress others or they fall into a role because they don't want to be seen a certain way.
Yeah, I wouldn't change. The only thing that would change is I would be in the bedroom. You would be out of here.
Yeah.
You'd be out in the living room. I'd be in the bedroom hiding.
Your behavior would change
the TV
a little bit. If your sister fell into bad luck and she had to move in here, I'd have to change my habits. I wouldn't be able to get stoned all day long and, you know, whatever. Things would change. It's just the way it is. So, I don't know. I would have wanted these people just moving in.
Yeah, but that's her kid.
I don't know, man. We'll see how they
handle. You can do it for a couple months. Let them have, like, multiple paychecks that they're not wasting on a different rent. And they can have first and last month's rent. and live closer to mom.
But once they're in, and they become worse than squatters because it's like, yeah. No, your family, you can't kick us out. And they've already been there for months.
Oh, no,
and
we can kick you out.
No, it's too much. It's why I don't want this as a problem ever. It's just because it's too hard. Oh, she's pregnant. You can't kick us out now. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck. She's, you know, it's just.
But what happens if one day Sammy's pregnant and needs someplace to stay? I'm not turning her away.
Well, she's our kid, obviously. I mean, this is the step situation here.
But it's her son. It's her kid.
I know. See, like, that's our
kid. So this would be a huge argument.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is an argument for
this
them.
Is a massive argument.
That's our kid. Of course, of course she's always going to have a place for either one of us. So the fact that we're together makes it easier. She always has a place here. But this is different. You know, it's not. I'm thinking from his point of view, it's not his problem.
Yeah, he needs to get over it. Because this would be... Yeah, this is a problem.
All right, so let's see here. We're fucking rambling. My wife looked at me and must have sensed my hesitation because she said this is something we all need to discuss first to make sure it'll work. Joe and his girlfriend agreed and told us to ask them anything. So they expected an answer right then and there while they were there. They expected a yes. They already had that in their mind. And this is going to turn volatile when they say no.
Yeah.
Because they already had this worked out in their head. And they're going to play victims. That's how these young people are nowadays. What do you mean? Like, what? That's how they are. Anyway, my wife asked me a few questions about whether or not this is planned and what their plans are besides moving in with us. Joe and his girlfriend started talking about how their apartment could work if absolutely needed, but it's tiny and there's no separate room for the baby. They could also save a ton of money by living with us and get a better place sooner that way. Then Joe's girlfriend said that it wasn't planned, but they both are so excited to be parents. She said that she had to switch birth control due to a hormonal imbalance and that Joe hates condoms and it just kind of happened. Joe then laughed and joked about how much condoms suck. I had been mostly quiet up to this point. But after Joe made that joke, I spoke up. All right, here we go. I told him that it sounds like both of them knew that girlfriend was in a transition period with birth control, and they knew this sort of thing could happen, and yet still chose to be stupid about it. I told them that they are both idiots if they think I'm going to be okay with them moving in with us, with a baby, when the situation was completely preventable by them not being dumb. And Joe's girlfriend started crying, and my wife and Joe immediately started consoling her. My wife scolded me for being harsh and that we should still have a lot to talk about after this. My wife and I have been fighting ever since. She thinks we need the help in any way we can, and I think that since Joe and his girlfriend were dumb enough to get themselves into it, I don't want to be responsible for a baby when they inevitably do something dumb again. Sounds like this guy knows that there's a history of stupid behavior there on Joe's behalf.
Asshole.
I know.
Asshole, man.
Fuck this.
They can come to an agreement for a couple months. Mm. There's an end date, and that's it. No excuses. Like, that's all there is. Like, this dude would piss me off.
I don't, like, feel like I'm being put in a position where I can't say no, and that's exactly what they did. I know exactly where this guy's coming from.
Yeah.
Because it's like they came there knowing that they can play them both easier together. They already expected a yes, and they were like, oh, you guys can ask any questions. Like, they're fucking, you know, having this amazing sales pitch. Like, oh, we're just going to stay here because we're having a baby. Oh, we need time to think about this. Oh, yeah, go ahead and ask any questions. Like, wait, what the fuck is happening here? You know, what is really happening here? I would be pissed if I was that father, and I wouldn't want them there either.
No.
I 100% understand where he's coming from. You're not going to show up at my house, blindside me with this bullshit news, and expect me to say yes because you just had this plan in your head I was going to say yes. I need time to think. Get the fuck out. I need time to think about this, you know? I don't like this. This guy is not an asshole, in my opinion, because he lives there too.
Yeah.
I'm just going to use just the example. If your sister moves in here, I have to now be dressed constantly. All the time. You know what I mean? I have to do this. It's like... Your daytime changes. If my grandfather moves in here, you have to wear a bra all the time. You know? Like, your day changes too.
Yeah.
If these people move in with him, his day changes. What if he likes to sit around his underwear all day long? He can't do that now. What if he likes to listen to his radio in the morning or do this in the morning? Now we can't do that. His day's now uprooted because of this. So you got to take him and his comfort in consideration. I know it's her kid, but he lives there too. He needs to be consulted. If he doesn't want it, it shouldn't happen. I mean, that's just where I'm at with it. That's just where I'm at. I don't think he's an asshole.
Asshole. Why? There needs to be a fucking compromise. I already said it. There should be a compromise. They should be allowed to stay there for a couple months. Save up. There's an end date.
That's not a compromise.
And then you have to leave.
That's not a compromise. That's him just immediately giving in.
I don't know. And I don't know. He's an asshole. I don't know.
That's him immediately giving... Okay, fine. You get your way. How long do I have to be discomforted by? That's not a compromise. That's him giving in for... And they're negotiating the time he has to be discomforted. A compromise is like, okay, how about we compromise? You leave. We talk about this. And then her saying, okay, I'll give you 50 blowjob cards. That's a compromise. That's a compromise. This was him being put in a situation and immediately made the fucking bad guy.
50
when he's allowed to have an opinion because he lives there. Not the asshole, dude. No, he can't be the asshole here. I'm standing firm, but I'm wrong.
I win.
I'm wrong, of course, because you've got 50 asshole cards to pull out on me, and I'm always wrong, so. That was fun. What do you got planned for the next couple of days?
Nothing.
Yeah?
I don't think anything.
Nothing, huh?
No. Nope.
I got to start working on Wednesday here. It's going to be a fun day. Like I said, this Friday, the live show's going to be a little bit later, but it's still going to be live, and we're still going to have a good-ass time, man. So keep your eye on the channel. Follow us and subscribe on all the social media and all that good stuff. I think I'm going to be, I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell I'll be doing. I honestly couldn't tell you. Just getting right ready for work. I think we're going to do another grocery shopping trip tomorrow just to kind of get things where we want them to be and figure it out, man. We still got a couple of weeks left until we get our house painted, and we have some other ideas. Maybe I'll harass you tonight and talk your head off.
Someone send help, man. Send help.
Tell me you can find us.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms, and then Voice of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.